Welcome to Heidelberg Meditations on this Monday of the 17th week in the year of our Lord 2022, as we begin our examination of Heidelberg Catechism question and answer 45. The two most celebrated events on the Christian calendar are usually Christmas and Easter. At Christmas, many people celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ, that event which we confessed in Heidelberg Catechism questions 35 and 36. By which our Savior was conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. During Easter, the celebration turns to the resurrection of Jesus, that event we find spoken of in the Catechism before us, wherein the Christ who had been crucified came back from the dead. But while these are the two most celebrated events of Christianity, they are also the two most debated, for they were and are not only astounding to the human mind, they are miraculous. For either of them to take place as the scriptures describe them, the work of God in the form of a miracle was necessary. Thus do we affirm the miracle, that along with the incarnation of the Son, the Word made flesh, we believe and confess that his resurrection from the dead did truly happen as the scriptures teach. Heidelberg Catechism Question 45. What benefit do we receive from the resurrection of Christ? First, by his resurrection he has overcome death, that he might make us partakers of the righteousness which he has obtained for us by his death. Second, by his power we are also now raised up to a new life. Third, the resurrection of Christ is to us a sure pledge of our blessed resurrection. That we confess and affirm the resurrection is vital to our faith. For as Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians, if the resurrection did not happen, then we are fools to be pitied by the world, and everything else we believe is questionable, if not outright false. However, he starts his argument not with the resurrection of Jesus Christ specifically, but with the concept of resurrection as a whole. Before we ask if Jesus rose from the dead, we must first ask if being raised from the dead is even possible. And we affirm that, by the power of God who created all things, it is indeed possible. The Sadducees, a sect of Judaism prevalent during the time of Christ, did not believe so. They did not believe in resurrection, and they taught that there was no such thing. Paul points this out in Acts 23, verse 8. Where he specifically states that the Sadducees say there is no resurrection. Using this as his basis, he explores what that would mean for our Christian faith in 1 Corinthians 15:12 through 19. Now, if Christ is proclaimed as raised from the dead, how can some of you say that there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there is no resurrection of the dead, then not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, then our preaching is in vain, and your faith is in vain. We are even found to be misrepresenting God, because we testified about God that he raised Christ, whom he did not raise, if it is true that the dead are not raised. For if the dead are not raised, not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile, and you are still in your sins. Then those who have also fallen asleep in Christ have perished. If in Christ we have hope in this life only, we are of all people to be most pitied. Simply put, if the resurrection is not possible, then Jesus didn't rise from the grave, and we have not been saved, and we cannot be saved. We are still in our sin, destined only to die without hope, and our faith is in vain. The entirety of the Christian faith hinges on this question: is resurrection even possible? Paul, having led us to this point, answers that question in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 20. But in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead. Yes, the resurrection is possible. Yes, the resurrection of Jesus Christ happened. Yes, our faith is not in vain, for as we will examine over the next few days, that glorious resurrection event not only happened, but did so in such a fashion as to give us the greatest of hope, and the assurance that all the promises of God are true, and are made yes and amen, in Jesus Christ our Lord, he who has been raised from the dead, to the glory of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.